Is election anxiety keeping you awake at night? This is a nonpartisan article intentionally designed not to sell you anything, not a product or a service or a political point of view. These words are to offer you a refuge from the present stress and some tips on how to find some peace. I hope it helps. Written and spoken by Harmony Thiessen. Election anxiety, how to find personal calm in political chaos. Trust me, you're not alone if you feel overwhelmed by the current political climate. Election anxiety is valid, your concerns are understandable, and your emotional exhaustion is a natural response to the rhetoric and politically motivated anger in the air. I invite you to take a moment, take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Give yourself time to read this article or listen to the audio version. You can find a place of peace inside yourself without giving up your firmly held values. You're part of a long human story. First, it might help you to know that you're not the first person to feel this way. Throughout history, countless Americans have grappled with similar fears and anxieties during pivotal elections. During the Great Depression, families huddled around radios, their hearts heavy with uncertainty about their future. In 1968, a nation divided by civil rights struggles and the Vietnam War experienced collective anxiety that mirrors the way many are feeling today. Even the seemingly distant election of 1860, which preceded the Civil War, saw families and friends struggling with emotions that might feel very familiar to you right now. Fear, uncertainty, and worry about the future of their nation. There is no question about the stakes of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. All sides see this election as a pivotal point in our history. I don't negate its importance. Yet the life of this nation of individuals has continued for 248 years as of this writing. It will continue one form or another after you and I are gone. So I write to the people, to your life, your loves, your joy and precious moments. I write for your health, your heart, blood pressure, and addictions. I write to your mental well-being, view on life, and ability to experience the wonder of being alive. You and I are more than politics. Recognizing what's happening within you. If you have noticed changes in yourself lately, you're not imagining things. Many people are experiencing what Dr. Stephen Stonezy calls election stress disorder. Do any of these symptoms sound familiar to you? Your mind races when you should be sleeping. You find yourself checking news updates compulsively. Regular tasks feel harder to focus on. Your stomach tightens when politics come up. You feel distant from loved ones who view things differently. And you have simple disagreements that feel way more intense than they should. These are natural responses to stress, not signs of weakness. Your body and mind are reacting to what they perceive as a threat. Understanding this is the first step towards finding balance. The hidden cost of the load you carry. Take a moment to reflect. When was the last time you fully enjoyed a family dinner without politics creeping into your thoughts? When did you last have a lighthearted conversation with a friend whose views may differ from yours? What simple pleasures have you been missing while your mind has been preoccupied with political concerns? Dr. Brené Brown, who has spent years studying human connection, puts it beautifully. When we stop caring about what people think about our political opinions and start caring about being in relationship with them, everything changes. This isn't about abandoning the values that you claim, but it's about reclaiming your right to joy connection, and peace of mind. So, how to find your way back to peace? Here are some practical steps you could take. Number one, set loving boundaries. It's okay to limit your news exposure. Dr. Daniel Goleman suggests checking updates at specific times in the day rather than throughout the day. Allow your mind to focus on the things that concern and reward your daily life. Number two, create safety zones. Designate specific spaces or times as politics-free. Maybe it's the dinner table, Sunday afternoons, or your bedroom. These become your sanctuary spaces. Number three, reconnect with joy. What activities used to please you before politics consumed so much mental space? Maybe your job, the commute to work listening to your favorite music, reading, gardening, working out, cooking, walking. These aren't frivolous. They're essential to your well-being. And number four, preserve precious relationships. Dr. Robert Waldinger's number four, preserve precious relationships. Dr. Robert Waldinger's 75-year Harvard study on happiness Number four, preserve precious relationships. Dr. Robert Waldinger's 75-year Harvard study on happiness reveals that good relationships are the key to a fulfilling life. Can you find ways to connect with loved ones beyond political discussions? Let's do a reality check. Carrie Egan, a hospice chaplain who has sat with countless people in their final moments, shares something profound. No one at the end of life talks about political victories or defeats. Instead, they speak of love, relationships, and the small moments that mattered. You can find her book On Living at a locally owned neighborhood bookstore. Consider these words from real people reflecting on their lives, as referred to by Carrie Egan. Quote, I wish I hadn't worked so hard and spent more time with my family. Quote, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings and stay in touch with my friends. Quote, I wish I had let myself be happier. Notice what's missing from these regrets? No one wishes that they had spent more time worrying about politics. And no matter how catastrophic all the noise, and no matter which side you think is the worst and the best, it won't matter in the big picture of your life. What will matter is how you live your life. An invitation to reflect. So take a quiet moment, close your eyes, and imagine yourself many years from now, looking back on this time. What would you want to remember? Maybe the laughter shared with friends? Or the way your child's face lit up when you were fully present with them? Maybe the meaningful moments of connection within your community, or the feeling of kindness that you showed to others regardless of their views. An option for you is peace and a path forward. You can remain true to your values without sacrificing your peace. And here's how. Start your day with a moment of gratitude before you check on any news. When anxiety rises, focus on what is in your control. Look for ways to make a positive difference in your immediate community. Nurture relationships that bring you joy. And practice compassion for others and especially yourself. Remember, your worth isn't tied to political outcomes. Your true legacy is your capacity to love, show kindness, and bring light to others' lives. These qualities transcend any election, any political figure, or any moment in time. In these challenging times, be gentle with yourself. Your anxiety is understandable, but it doesn't define you. Your political views matter, but they're not more important than your peace of mind, relationships, or joy in living. So take a deep breath. Look around at the beauty in your life. Notice the small moments. Ask more questions than you give answers. And hold your loved ones close. These are the things that truly matter, now and always. You are more than you. You are more than your political views. You are a human being worthy of peace, connection, and joy. And no election can change that fundamental truth.